Australian governments, past and present, have been pretty generous to our astronomers. Over the last 5 years, $400 million has been spent building new telescopes, one at Coonabarabran in New South Wales, and two in the remote northwest of WA, and one near Canberra. With all this new hardware, astronomers have had sleepless nights worrying about how it can be used to maximum effect. Well, now, thanks to an additional $29 million from the federal government, there is a body to work that out. CASTRO, it's called, the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence for All Sky Astrophysics. Professor Brian Gainsler is the director and professor of astronomy at Sydney University. Professor Gainsler, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Brian Gainsler, a collaboration between six Australian universities. That's this project. It's branded CASTRO. What do you hope to achieve with this?
Well, we hope to understand how the first stars and galaxies formed and understand what 95% of the universe is made of. Back here on the ground, we hope to get some of the best minds in Australia working together, and then we hope to train the next generation of students who'll actually then know how to use these new types of telescopes that are completely different from anything we've ever built before.
So tell us a bit more about these new types of telescopes that you're in the process of building, is that right?
That's right. They're all under construction right now. The basic idea is that a normal telescope is like a long, narrow lens where you look at some tiny part of the sky in incredible detail and learn a lot about one star or galaxy. But there's certain types of fundamental questions about astronomy that you can only answer if you look at a huge part of the sky. So what we're essentially doing is moving away from the long zoom lens type technology and building fisheye lens telescopes.
And is this unusual in the world of astronomy? So in other places around the world, are they already doing this, or is this something that Australia has targeted?
This is something that is unique to Australia. The types of technology that we're developing, other countries are saying this just can't work. We weren't even going to try it because it was too crazy. But the results we're producing suggest that this can work, and that we're now, in the past it might have taken 10 years to look at the whole sky, we can now cover the whole sky in one night.
And beyond the whole sky, what about the past? Because I noticed that one thing you're focusing on here is the dark universe, and you mentioned that that 95% of the universe is dark matter or dark energy, and we have no idea what those are. So actually we know very little about what makes up our universe.
It's pretty embarrassing, actually. We don't like to talk about it, but we have these two labels, dark matter and dark energy, that are really just reflections of our ignorance. We have no idea what these are, some sort of weird invisible substance and some sort of anti-gravity force that's pushing the universe apart. They're most of the universe. The atoms and molecules in us are just minor details, and so it's a desperate question to try and understand just what the universe is actually made of.
Now, stargazing is one thing, and it sounds pretty simple, but it's not simple. All this comes together with a supercomputer centre to be built in Perth too. What's that role?
So this is the Pawsey Centre, funded by the Australian and Western Australian governments, and the issue is that these new telescopes are just going to produce insane amounts of data. You're essentially doing the equivalent of filling thousands and thousands of MP3 players every second. And so you can't just write these to a disk and look at it later. You have to have supercomputers that process the data in real time, otherwise you're just going to have to throw it away.
So this all sounds like a lot of action, a lot of exciting action going on in the Australian astronomical scene. How does it fit in with the planned Square Kilometre Array telescope we've spoken about before?
So this is all about getting ready for the Square Kilometre Array. When the Square Kilometre Array, the most powerful telescope ever built, turns on around 2018, it's going to be generating more information every minute than every word ever spoken in the history of humanity. So you need a new type of astronomer, not an old school astronomer like me, but a new type who's an expert in computer science and engineering and mathematics, who'll know how to process those sorts of data sets. So our centre, CASTRO, is all about training these students so that when this telescope turns on, it'll be Australian scientists who'll say, we know how to use this, we're the ones that are going to make the discoveries.
So it sounds like a resurgence, or renaissance, if you like, in this field of science. And it coincides with the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Parkes telescope. Is this a pivotal moment in time for Australian science?
It really is a golden age for astronomy and for Australian research. Other countries are just not doing so good right now because of the economy. Lots of clever people looking for jobs in other countries. And Australia's putting its hand up and saying, we can give you careers, we can give you exciting problems to work on, we can pay you well. And it's really been a huge benefit to us just because of the calibre and the quality of the people that we're able to attract.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Professor Brian Gainsler, and he's the Director and Professor of Astronomy at Sydney University. He's also author of a new book just released. It's called Extreme Cosmos and describes the mind-blowing extremes of the universe, published by New South Books, and is endorsed by Dr. Carl, who says, you have to read this book. It's about the most amazing stuff you can imagine and can't imagine.